So, I really should be studying. I really should be hard at work, making sure that I pass this exam. I was too greedy and I took job opportunities that I couldn't handle, and now I'm tired and I can't come up out of bed because I'm so damn tired, and I'm also a little bit tired of myself for not being able to say no and not thinking about what's more important, which is school, and just thinking about helping people at work, and thinking that work is so much fun, meeting people and everything, but really I work every day and I work like 5 or 6 times a week, so I see my workmates almost every day. So I mean, it's not dangerous to have a day off, but I don't know what I thought of. It was stupid, and I regret it now. But I'm going to try to study, because I have to. I really have to pass this test, because I already done it like 1,000 times. And not been passing because I haven't been studying enough for it. I don't blame anyone else but me, really. It is hard, this test. It is a lot to remember. It's like this, subject we have. It's parted into two parts. The first part we did was like super easy, and now the second part is difficult as fuck. It's not lemon lemon. No, what did you say? Lemon lemon, nay, easy peasy lemon squeezy. It's difficult. And I think that I just got stuck by like how easy the first part was, and but I studied like a lot for that part, so it's so stupid that I don't study enough for this part. When I really should do that. So this is making me really irritated about myself. I get angry, and I shouldn't get stressed up by this, because then I know I'm gonna get anxiety and just gonna be in bed just thinking about it and not do anything to like help myself, and that will be like the opposite of what I want. And I really want to pass this course, or this exam, so I can move on and go to the third semester, no, third term, I don't know. Because if I don't pass this, I will not be allowed to continue on with my education, and I have to wait for the next opportunity, which is really late in December, and it is not good because then it's like a lot of things that I have to like do and finish. Like the second half year of the education, I was like so lost in my PTSD and depression that I was just sitting at home in my bed, not being able to go to school because I was so afraid of all the sounds outside. And I was just digging my own grave. Didn't clean, didn't eat, didn't go out with friends, didn't work out. And then I found a friend that was really nice, but I didn't really want to be friends with her because there was something about her that I knew that it was going to go bad. And it went bad because she was very mean. Now that we are broken up, I just, like, you reflect a lot and think about what she said and what she did. And it was never really for my sake. It was very selfish and it was just bad. And she never rooted for me. Like, she never really wanted anyone to, like, pass. She just did what she could do for her own sake to pass the test. And, yeah. Anyways. And I just, being with her and being sad, felt like I needed her more, because she was like my only friend here, and I could talk to her, and I am very thankful because she was there. But I know the reason why I got worse is because she was so negative, and took so much from me. And that has left me with such a, like, it left me in such a confusing state. Like, should I be friends with my classmate? Should I not? Or, like, you know, sometimes you can't really say no to somebody, because you really, like, you really want to be this good classmate. You don't want to be, like, anyone's enemy or anything. And I didn't want to be her enemy. When she said hi to me and wanted us to work together, I was like, yeah, sure. I'm not a mean person. I'm not gonna say, like, no, you can't work with me. But I should have known that when she started to show signs of being very manipulative and controlling, that I should have just said stop, or at least kept my distance. But I didn't, and now I'm here. Well, so I'm gonna be moving in like 2 or 3 weeks, and it's gonna be kind of stressful. And I'm kind of scared at the same time, as I really don't want to move, because it's like, my cat is an outdoor cat now. He's always been an indoor cat, but now when we live on the countryside, he can run freely without getting, like, hit by a car. In the new apartment, we live in the 4th floor, and he can't go out when he wants. And I mean, we have a balcony, but I just feel so sorry for him. I didn't want to do this to him. But now I had to move. I said it in a couple episodes before that my landlord just came up to me and was like, I'm gonna move. Maybe you should move too. And then he started packing his truck with, like, moving boxes and everything. And I was like, what? I was like, you couldn't have said that to me like a half a year ago, so I could like find an apartment or something, because now you just told me that, he told me in the beginning of July, I think, and he was like, yeah, you should probably be moved out before like September. So I had like 2 months on me to find an apartment. And I wasn't going to stay here forever. I was like thinking that I was going to like live here for another half year and then move to a student's apartment because I was going to start studying again. But now my thoughts had to be like on totally another level that I wasn't prepared for. Oh God. And yeah, I was thinking, yeah, it was kind of hard for me to reroute and make something new out of it. My cat just came around now. He's like, you're talking about me. And my cat has been like really, really like I hope that he can become an indoor cat, and I'm gonna try to go out with him and let him run free somewhere in the woods because he is really good at running and chasing stuff, and I don't want him to be sad at home, not being able to breathe in the good fresh air from the nature. I just want him to be able to like have these good moments. Even though we live in a concrete wall. And yeah. Yeah. But I found an apartment. The landlord is super nice. And I pay like a lot of money actually for that apartment. I actually just wanted like the rent to be like between 3,000 to 4,000 Swedish crowns, but it isn't that easy when it comes to finding apartments in the town and outside in the countryside where I live. They don't have much like apartments, and those apartments they have it for like old people. And I kind of didn't want to live there because I work with those old people, with this home care thing, and I didn't want to live where I work. And there are a lot of houses here, but I don't have the money to buy a house. Yeah, it's just hard. But I finally found an apartment, and it's a beautiful apartment, and I'm sure that my cat will love it. I'm gonna buy this big climbing station for him so he can run around in the house and climb and scratch everything. I mean, scratch everything that I allow him to scratch. Of course, he's going to scratch some other things too, because he's a bad boy. Yeah. So I'm gonna be moving, and I'm gonna have an exam, and then the day before I'm gonna move, I'm gonna have another exam, which is a practical one, where I will be showing like how to like brush your teeth on some patients, or how to like help them up from the bed or something like that. And the last time I did that, because this is a rerun of that exam, or a re-exam, but this is the second time I'm doing that, and the last time I forgot to tell them where I got the which guidelines I used, and that was the only thing. Everything else was perfect, and it was just ridiculous. But I know that I did wrong, and this time I'm gonna mention them because it's important. I don't know. Right now I just feel, I feel like some kind of anxiety is growing on me. And I'm like, I'm gonna go up and make some food. Yeah, but I wish that I haven't said yes to working this weekend, because I really needed this time to like study and make sure that I like ace this test. But yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening. Bye bye.